a garage or a carport.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. An unpaved road is called what?
Gravel road.
Okay.
Dirt road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you say?
Depending on what I say, a gravel road would be paved with gravel.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily have to pave with asphalt or cement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you could pave it with caliche.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's a roadway through a mountain?
A roadway through a mountain.
What would you call that?
Where it goes through the mountain?
Yeah.
Like a tunnel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be a tunnel or...
I don't know. What would you call it?
Well, we have that road that goes through the mountains that's not a tunnel. It goes from the west side to the east side.
Trans Mountain Road?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Have you ever heard the word hole in relation to a mountain?
Hole?
Yeah. Like H-O-L-E in relation to a mountain. What that would refer to in relation to a mountain?
No.
Okay. What's another name for the high plains? Where they have buffalo.
Chaparral.
Okay. And another name for badlands?
Yeah, some badlands are desert and some aren't.
Mm-hmm. What about those places that are all white? What do you call those?
All white?
All white. There's like no water except the water falls there and leaves behind a white residue.
You mean like salt flats?
Mm-hmm.
Or caliche bed?
Salt flats I was thinking of. Yeah.
Oh, what, you're thinking of salt flats?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just an area of the country here that where they used to mine salt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The people that mined the salt, they were called what?
Salt miners, I guess.
That's good. When water goes over a cliff, you call it a
waterfall.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you see this when you're rafting down a raging river, and there's a certain part of the river where all the rocks are, and the water turns a color, and you call that
rapids.
Mm, okay, good.
Or white water.
Mm-hmm. But you'd say rapids.
Yeah, because white water could be something else.
Well, what could white water be?
I think of rapids where there are rocks more or less exposed.
Uh-huh.
Where white water, there's not necessarily rocks exposed.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's a good distinction. Can you name some wildflowers?
Some wildflowers. Well, the morning glory is a wildflower. So is the sunflower. We have wild poppies here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the difference between a rock and a stone?
What's the difference between a rock and a stone? I don't know. A stone is fixed in place, where a rock is not necessarily fixed in place.
Mm, okay. Everybody has their own idea about this. This is what makes it interesting.
Well, I think of a rock or something that is, it might be, you know, more rounded.